South Sudan continues to suffer under a political instability that has undermined its economy and its development goals and objectives. The conflict that has been occurring in recent days does, in fact, threaten the very weak stability that has been in place since the end of the last five-year civil war between the forces of President Salva Kiir and his vice president, his first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar. Tensions appear to be extremely high as a result of the fighting that has been kicked off in large measure and exacerbated by the government's decision to arrest some senior officials who are aligned with First Vice President Riek Machar.
Given all that, what can the international community do, if anything, to head off such an occurrence where the things are amping up and it could maybe even get much worse?
The regional institution called IGAD, the Intergovernmental Organization in East and Central Eastern Africa and the Horn, has been meeting in emergency session under the leadership of the president of Djibouti, President Gali, and they have urged that there be an immediate end to the fighting that has occurred, and they have encouraged both parties to seek a political solution to their differences. I think IGAD has also dispatched a team to Juba in South Sudan to speak with both of the key leaders in this conflict with an end towards trying to de-escalate the current tensions and crisis. They've also asked that the government of Salva Kiir immediately release the individuals arrested unless they have actual evidence of criminal and illegalities. They think that the release of the associates of Dr. Riek Machar will reduce the level of tensions in the current situation.
But will these rising tensions have to be resolved, do you think, by regional organizations such as IGAD, like you mentioned, and or the African Union, or is it going to involve, do you think, the UN or other organizations?
First and foremost, I think it is the regional organizations. It's IGAD, which has taken the lead on trying to resolve the internal conflicts inside of South Sudan, joined by both the East African community and the leadership of the AU, the Peace and Security Council in the African Union. I think this remains a priority for the states in the region. They recognize that a return to major conflict in South Sudan will only worsen the prospects of economic and development progress in that country and contribute further to the humanitarian problems that currently exist.
You're familiar with this area, and you know how it is. When with the African Union, I mean, their track record in terms of trying to resolve these kinds of flare-ups and or like the military coups in the Sahel, they have their track record has not been that successful. So do you feel confident that, you know, the IGAD and African Union can do something here?
I think that the IGAD leadership recognizes the dangers that exist with the political and security instabilities in South Sudan, recognize how they can further contribute to the weaknesses in the region. I think they're committed. I think the president of Djibouti, President Gali, is committed to trying to de-escalate the situation. I do note, however, in a positive way, that the former Djiboutian foreign minister is now the chairperson of the African Union. Djibouti has a good track record of trying to mediate and resolve conflicts. I hope that they will continue to make this a priority as they appear to be doing so over the last week.